is a law for a whole week, he's not allowed to pull out his hair. A nazir, he can't take a haircut, he can't pull out his hair. Is a law for nazir, choyfeif, he's allowed to scrub his head, or mafatzfeis, he can even part his hair. But he can't use a strong comb to comb out his hair, because that's like a psik ratio, you're going to pull out the hair. So you see, klozo, but choyfeif means you're allowed to scrub your head, so trashi nazir b'chol k'cholotim shabbos. A nazir in the middle of the weekday has the same halacha as everybody on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to pull out his hair in nazir. V'nesveg in choyfif, he can scrub his hair, shower it v'nasa v'chol. At the end of Bryce, it says, klozo, you could use nasa v'chol. You could use this soap, and you could use this type of the sand. Why is it mutter? Because the pshat is, even though it's also for nazir to pull out his hair, but here it's not mechavan to pull out his hair. And it's not a psik ratio, vada the hair will come out. Therefore, you're mechavan just to scratch your head or clean your hair. So, according to Shimon, it's mutter. Only Sirik, if you take a strong comb to comb your hair, that's like a psik ratio, vada the hair will come out, that's also. But kozman is not vada, it's not a psik ratio, it's mutter. So, you part your hair. You see, even Nasav also doesn't pull it out. It's not Demasib Sigration. So, if you say the Brisa flow goes according to Reb Shimon, why is it safe for the Brisa say, the Brisa's claw on Shabbos, you can't clean your hair with this Nasser and Chol? Why not? According to Reb Shimon, Dabba Shem Shabbos should be Mutter. Eleman Chor Tzurai, the Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda. So, because according to Reb Yehuda, what's the machlek in the two Brises? According to Reb Yehuda, if you say you're allowed to scratch with nasa v'chil, you're allowed to polish the silver, so vice versa, it's not gurun. It's not the machlek of silver at all. There's one Brise that says you're allowed to clean the silver with nasa v'chil. Now, according to Reb Yehuda, if by cleaning the silver you would be smoothing out the silver, it'd be usur, even though you're not mechavim. If you do those shein mechav is mutter. So why does the Brisa say it's mutter? You have to say because in the mitzvah it doesn't smooth out the silver. The chalav doesn't smooth it out. So that's pshat the Brisa. Why does the first Brisa say it's usur to smooth out, to shine the silver with nasa v'chil? The chur, you have to say it's a muksedik sharla. You can't say anything what's a machik. According to Reb Yehuda, it's vade, not the machik. And still, one Brisa says it's also. So tomorrow, no. Eloho v'ho Reb Yehuda. Avada they both go according to Reb Yehuda. That Adav Hashem Miskavin is also. Utrei Tanoi Alibud Reb Yehuda. There are two Tanoim Alibud Reb Yehuda. Hai Tan Alibud Reb Yehuda Sova Goru. The Machlekes, the two Brises, if you're allowed to polish silver on Shabbos with this Nasa Rechol, the Machlekes is in the Metzias, does it Goru, does it smooth out the silver or not? One Brisa holds, it does smooth out the silver. Therefore, even though you're not Mechavin, it's also contributed. Vaitana, leave the Yehuda, Savalei Goru. And the other Tana that says you're allowed to polish your silver on Shabbos with this material, even according to Reb Yehuda, is the pshat is that Tzvadei not Goru. It does not smooth out the silver. So therefore, you're not doing any Yisr. Al Samuksa, since you had that before Shabbos to use it, Machshav alone helps. Only a shalom be mamachit smoothing out the silver. His tan holds that vada doesn't smooth out the silver. Shrashi aluhovaho hanich tarti masnisin tliel de pligi benasa that the mechuluk benasa v'chil. We have Yehuda. They both go according to Yehuda. Uman diosar sova the one that asks holds zimnin begoru. Sometimes it is goru. Sometimes you do smooth out the silver. We have Yehuda who omar dov sheni meskaven osar. You have you, those Dovah Shein HaMaskavah, therefore you can't do it, because maybe you can smooth out the silver on Shabbos. Uman the Shorah, the one that says it's Mutter, Sovar, Legor, Klau, V'yenka, Mishur, Machik. The man Yom holds the Smutter, holds the Bishum, Oifer, that never smooths out the silver. So therefore you're not being over the years to Mamachik. Mamachik means smoothing out something, therefore Smutter to polish it on Shabbos. So the Mar B'maya Kimta, who do we that sign our Breisa, what's the Maskona, Krib Yehuda? Now the Breisa goes according to Krib Yehuda. That's why the Brisa says your own hair, you can't wash it with Nasa V'chil, because there's a chash, maybe the hair will come out, even though you're not a chavin, don't have a shenim skavin zosu. But the Marvel Zoy, Eim, a seifo, av a pon of yodav raglav mutter. But your hands, pon of your face, yodav raglav, your hands and your feet, that you're allowed to wash with Nasa V'chil. It's only your hair you can't wash on Shabbos with this substance. Because this substance may pull out the hair, and that's an issa to pull out the hair on Shabbos. But your hands and your face is mutter to wash. Fredi Gemara Kasha, Homa V'Seir. is the half minute is on your hands. You have hair also on your hand. So how are you allowed to wash your hands? Well, it's good. I have a beard. It says your face you're allowed to wash. So who on your face? You have a beard. So who has hair on your beard also? So how is it mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Have the Gemara, boy is saying the cotton. Talking about a young child. Young child doesn't have any hair on his face and his arm. That's what's mutter. The boy is saying the isha. Talking about an isha. An isha doesn't have any hair on the face or on her arms. The boy is saying the saurus. Talking about a saurus means a man that's a saurus that he also doesn't have hair. So that's what's mutter. Ve'enechnami, somebody that has hair on his face, it's not also to use this material, this type of soap, this nasr and choyol, because it's possible it'll pull out the hair, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovah Shenim is Kavan is also. So Rashi b'maya kim to Rabbi Yehuda, look at the Tanya. Right, the Bekotan Isha Vesaris, the less lines, less Luzok, and they don't have a beard. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ofa Levinta Shori, or offer dirt, that's made levinta, you make to make bricks with, or else you had a brick material and you crushed it down into dirt, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Trashi also levinta. Ketishat levina, you had a brick, and you chopped down the brick before Shabbos, and you have the dirt of it, you're allowed to show Trashi, shari a loch of ponuf, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos to wash your face with. Even someone does have a beard, has this crushed down bricks, to use it as a type of soap to clean your face with on Shabbos, his zikr will not pull out the hair. Therefore, it's mutter. Amar Rav Yosef, kusvcha deyas mishori. This is also mutter to wash yourself with. Shrasha kusvcha deyas means pselos shumshami, the pselos of sesame. After they squash out the sesame to make the oil, the pselos left over you want to use as a soap, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Omar Rova, ofa pilpole shori. You have a pepper that you grind down to make into dust. If you want to use that to wash yourself with the sauce of mutter. Shrash yofa papoli. Chikas papolin. Grinding down pepper. It's with black pepper. If you want to wash your face with Shabbos of black pepper, you're allowed to do it. Omarav sheshes. Brad is shori. Brad is another type of a soap. That's mutter. My brother, what's brother? Omarav yosef, it's made up of tilta hola, one third is a hola, the tilta asa, one third is asa, the tilta sigli, one third is sigli. Trashi brada shori luchas podim, glad to use it for soap to wash your face. A hola, shervishes of a root of a grass. Sheshima yoyo, asa hadasim, it's one third hadasim it has, sigli ace of shkurvin vriel, say violence usually, the yeshpoi shleshol, it has three leaves to it, so that's what it's made up. So you use this powder to wash yourself on Shabbos is mutter. Omer Rav Nechemiah bar Yosef, kol heicha deleka ruba ohola shapadomi. Hey, the material of ohola, that could be pulled out here. That's a strong substance. So as long as this compound is not made of hair or rove of ohola is mutter. Abi, it's not rove ohola. You have rove of the other two substance, then it's mutter even though it has a lot of ohola. But it has, once it has rove of ohola, that's a strong soap that will pull out the hair, then it's awesome. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Mal liftsoya zeisim b'shabes. You have olives, and you want to crack them on a rock. Like to bang them on a rock, that's the way of making the olives sweet. Is a Muslim to do on Shabbos or not? Shrashi, liftsoya zeisim blaz al hasela, lamatek mirosa. If you hit the olive on a stone, that's the way you make it a little bit sweet. So you want to know, can you knock it down on Shabbos? The Shabbos is this called making a kli. Like you're not allowed to afshuya oichel on Shabbos is also. You're not allowed to curate an oichel. Something that wasn't an oichel beforehand, and now you're making it an oichel, that's also. It's time with the tikkun mona. The Shabbos is this called afshuya oichel, that you're making an oichel. The Taisa says, Pirish b'kuntris, the Taisa, the mal of tzvei azeisim Shabbos, Pirish b'kuntris, la'akosam ala sela. You want to hit the olives on a stone. Lematik mirosan. This sweetens a little bit the sharpness of the olive. Umi boyle iyosef b'shabbos. Maybe this should be yosef to do on Shabbos. Why should it be yosef? Mishum shavi ochlo. This is called creating an oichel. V'tikuni ochlo. It's preparing the oichel. That's the shaylus. Omelu the more atakashin. That's the more shaylus though. Could be it's too bitter. People won't do it. They need this to make it edible. Maybe this is called ashmuya, as called your shopping on the echel now. That's the shayla. So Amalu, he answered back, v'chi b'choyel miyatiru, in the middle of the weekday is the mutter to do this. But I said, you're only asking the shayla on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you'll take the olives and knock it against the stone. What about in the weekday? Kisavar, he holds Mishum Hefsed Eichlin. He held, no, it's also do this even in the middle of the weekday. You're like ruining the Eichel. You're like, you'd be Mavata the Eichel. It's called Hefsed Eichlin. The more lame not plig the Shmuel. Chura, he thinks that now on Shmuel. So, the Chura is a what does the Gemara say now? He holds it's also because you'd be Mavsed the Eichel. But the Chur Rashi explained why the people bang the olives against the stone to make it sweet, to make the olives taste good. So where's the Hesed Eichlin? What are you being mafsed here? What are you ruining? You're only making the olives taste better by knocking it on the stone. So Taisa says, the end of Taisa says, Uparach b'chol miyatiru, d'ika Hesed Eichlin shenifsen hamashke havav meyen. That's what it means. The olive itself, you're making better, you're making sweeter. But you're losing the oil. The olive oil, when you knock it against the stone, the juice goes out, goes on the floor. That's called you being Hefsed Eichlin. So Hefsed Eichlin held it was awesome.
Doing the plastic bag.
That wasn't the shell. The shell was doing it on top of the stone, the shell was.
Yeah,
no, but a plastic bag and a stone. Eichlin, that wasn't the shell, though. Eichlin, name a pliga de Shmuel. He held his mechulak on Shmuel. The Yoma Shmuel. Oysa Adam Kotzorke Pass. Shmuel holds no. Anything you want to do with an Eichel, I'd be not being the vase of the Eichel, it's mutter. Amrizat Gemara Nei, Pas Le Misa. Pas you're allowed to do because you're not making any mis. You want to do something with the pas, you're allowed to do it, unless you're allowed to put a glass on top of the pas, or to put things on top of the pas, as long as you don't make the pas mis. Behind Misi, hear what you did with this olives by knocking on the stone and making the oil come out. The oil became very mis. So Mashmi Yomamash mastered the oil. So that's why here he held the sauce even the weekdays. To some, if he held it this, I don't know. I think we hold more. I'm not sure. Yeah, right. What?
Again, no. Last time,
the peaceful, they want to use food on Atzeret. Well, that's clothing, Moses. Even my past, if you make meis, if you minus the food, there's no hetter for that. No, the only hetter is Moses past. You're not making a meis, but something your mama should make meis. The chur is a shaila. Right. Amemor mazutra of Ravashi. Heavy yasu. They were sitting together. Asla Kamayu Barda. They brought this barda, the type of the soap we had before, the shalaka you wash your face with it or not, is Amema Ravashi Moshu. Amema Ravashi both holds it's mutter to wash your face with it. They use this type of the soap. Mazutra le Moshu. Mazutra didn't wash himself with it. Even though before we said it's mutter, Mazutra vice holds it also. Omule, loy sovula malahod yamar sheshes, brother shari. Don't you hold like we had before, brother is mutter. Omulu Rav Mordechai Bar Minei Demar, achutz from this, the afilu b'chel nami loy. I hold even in the middle of the weekdays, it's also also to use barda. Not only on Shabbos, even in the weekdays. Why? Nami loy. Nami loy, sviru loy. Sov alokas, he holds, ki hod etanya. Megarer odom galde tsoya. You're allowed to pull off, a gelid means a scab, a dirty scab. Or else for galde maka. A scab you have on top of your maka, shal besore, that's on top of your body, on your skin, vishvil tsari. If somebody has tsar, the scab is bothering him, you want to pull off the scab to stop the tsar, that's muta. V'im vishvil yapais, if you're only doing it to make yourself look nice, usur, he holds this usur. Even in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to do something to make your body look nice. And Rashi says, what's the yisur? Rashi mishum liyapas esas meosar mishum layilbash geves simlas isha. Hey, that's the matzias of an isha. An isha does things to make herself look beautiful. So a man is not allowed to do things to make himself look beautiful. This man the Yama holds, you're not allowed to take scabs even. Sometimes on your body doesn't look so nice. Because the only reason you want to pull the scab off is just to make yourself look nice. He holds a saucer. Therefore, even b'chil a saucer. So he held to use this barda that writes that something that doesn't just take off the dirt. It makes you look a little beautiful. It like makes your skin look nice. Even the wheat there, it's also also. It's to put cream on your body to make your body look nice. He holds it's also. So tomorrow the inu. What are the other mandiyim hold though? Keman savru kiho de tanya. They all like I said in the brisa. Roichet sodom ponav yodav ragla b'chol yoyim. Nay, the person is supposed to look nice. Supposed to wash yourself, your face, your hands, your ragla every single day. Bishvil koine, because you're doing avodas Hashem. You're from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bishum shenam. The pasuk says, "Kopol Hashem lemaneu." Everything was created in this world was for the sake of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're also created to work for Hashem. So it's only nice that we should look nice. So therefore, we have the hetter to look nice, to dress nice, because we're doing the Shem Shemayim. Rashi b'shvul kaneil lechavik kaneil to give a kodesh baruch hu kovid. Dechsev ki b'tzelam alakim osas adam. A person was traded b'tzelam alakim. Therefore, he's supposed to look nice. V'yoyd taroy yebrius noyes. People see nice people. Oyna they'll say boru shekoch lebelomai. They give shmach back to the Eibishter. Kodesh baruch hu created such a nice person. Therefore, there is in you to look nice. By the kofen l'shem l'maneil hakel boru lechvoidei. And Kodesh baruch hu created everything for himself. So Tois even says a big heter. Tois says here b'shul tsaroi. Tois says v'yemein loy tsar acher elishem is bayish telech bein b'neyodam shori. If you have something on your body, this even according to the first man the yoma. If you have something on your body, does a pimple, doesn't look nice, and you're embarrassed from other people, he'll also be masking. You have heter to take it off. The end of chot tsar godom is there. But if you have no tsar at all, for you, you don't care. You don't care. People are not going to make fun of you. Just time you want to take it off to make yourself extra nice. That's the machlokes here. One man yom hold this osur, and plus we hold the man yom that's mutter, that you're allowed to do it. Because we're doing it b'shvil l'kaneyu. Right. The only shal there is, one of the surim, I think the Chassam Sofer talks about it, one of the surim they want us to shave is al-geverisha. One of the surim, one of the achronim want us not to take a shave because you make this stuff look like an isha. Like here it's more, here it's not just time to look nice, that's the mitzvah of an isha that she doesn't have here in the face. So a man wants to take off his hair from a face, that's doimed to the isha, that's doimed to the isha looking like an isha. But it's the maitre that make one of them.
Some of the same shalom would be able to apply by cosmetic surgery if it was purely cosmetic.
Right. We have Lezer ben Azayu Aimeh Kaifa Mito Al Tzido. The shalom was in the Mishnah. When you made Hatzmona, when you had a pot, your soup pot, and before Shabbat you took it off the fire, and now you want to wrap it around with pieces of wool to retain its heat. The wool is not moist of heaven, it's only maimed, just keeps the heat the way it is. So you're allowed to make Hatzmona before Shabbos. But the wool was muksa. So now if you put the wool all around the pot, now it's a shalom Shabbos, how do you take the pot off, the cover off? Are you touching the tzemer, you're touching the wool? So he has the answer is, mutzulta to the side, and let the tzemer fall off on the side. For noitul shema yitom, and there you'll take it off. But he's not matzah stamp to pick up the pot the way it is, because we're afraid the way it was, they made like hatmona. That means they had wool all around there, and they put the pot inside the wool, and the wool was all around. Now we're afraid if you just stamp like pick up the pot straight, the wool will cave in like this. Later when you want to put it down again, there's no room to put it down. We're afraid you have to want to open up again the wool, so that's also. Therefore he says the eitzur is just matzah al tzideyo, move it to the side, then you won't have this gezeira. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hakol Moedim. He says the Machlokes in the Mishnah. We have Lezer said it's also to pick up the pot the way it is. The Chum say it's muta. The Chum say you are allowed to pick up the pot, and then by such you can put it down again. So look, Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hakol Moedim. Shim is kalkulo haguma. If when you did pick up the pot, now the wool on the bottom like caved in. It's this kalkula guma, there's no more hole to put the kli back down again. Shasal haxer. Avad, you're not allowed to put the kli down and like move the wool to the side to cover up the pot again, because the wool is muksa. Shasal haxer, tanan. Furthermore, tanan, it says in the Mishnah, v'achom moim, nechom say, noite lom haxer. Nechom say, no, you're allowed to take off the pot, like take off the cover, and pick up the pot, and then put it down again. So you see, you are allowed to put it back again. So the more hechidami, how are we talking about? If the guma didn't cave in, now the guma is still there. You picked up the pot, and the pieces of wool are still on all four sides of it. It didn't cave in. So that's the case. Chum say you're allowed to put it down again. For the gemara shafah kamri rabbanon, like it's a pillow. Why does your blood dings on that? If when you picked up the pot, you don't have to move the wool anymore. You can just put the pot down again. Why does your blood say it's also avad? It should be mutter. The shafah kamri rabbanon. El alav, you have to say, afa pishin is kalkul aguma, the chum say, even when you pick up the pot, and the wool on all the sides, like cave in, it's this kalkul, there's no more hole to put it down again, loy, this kalkul aguma, and still the chum say, let it put it down again. So the chum say, not like Rababa, that even though it's this kalkul, even though the wool caved in, still the chum say, you let it put the pot down again. So the gemara loy, loy oylam, the loy is kalkul. Havada, the machlekes, the mishnah is, when you picked up this pot, the wool on the bottom that you made atmanu with did not cave in. The hole is still there. and it's possible just to put, slip the pot straight down to get into the hole. So what's the machoikis then? It's the machoikis if you're choishin or not, you'll do it even when it caved in. Masava choishin, Sherman is kalkula guma. One says, if you're going to be master them, to put the pot down again into the hole where the wool is on all the sides, and you don't have to touch the wool, if you're going to be master them to put the pot down now, there's exerva sometimes to put it down even when the wool caved in, and now you can't stop put the pot down, you have to first go and move the wool to the side, and you come to touch mux on Shabbos. So Rav Lez holds this exerva, whether the hole is still there or not, you can't put the pot down again. No, umasav rein chishin. When we pass like the chamim, we don't have this kshash. So if you could pick up the pot and the wool stays still, the wool doesn't cave in, the hole is still there, you're allowed to put the pot down again into the hole. Omer Rav Huna, hi silukusta. If you have this silukusta, the trashi, it's a trashi esav. It's type of a grass. A shunor, it's a nice grass. Lamar, it looks very nice. Lareich, you smell it. Omer Malin kad offer. Usually you fill up a pitcher of dirt. Lach a soft dirt, but toich benoisin, you stick it into the dirt. But toichoi, benois lefnei sorim. That's the way you show it in front of the princesses. You put it like this. Certain when you want it, noitloy umariach boy. They pull it out of the dirt and they smell it. It's a nice rose like, much like a rose. You have a rose. It smells good. So they put it into the dirt pile of dirt, and when the star wants to smell, they picks it out and smells it. When you get finished smelling it, you put it down again back into the dirt to preserve it again. Is if on Friday you like stuck this rose into the dirt, you pulled it once out, then you put it back in again to the dofer. Sharp the dummy. Now even on Shabbos it's also mutter. Now rather the rose itself is not muksa, because it's only mitzvah rechbo, it's something you could use to smell with. Here's only Shiloh, when you're putting it back into the offer, the dirt is muksa. So Shiloh, when you put the flour, like what the Ace of Rashi says, back into the dirt, are you moving the dirt or not? So we say, if you stuck it in before, and pulled it out once, and put it back in again, now when you pull it out on Shabbos, that hole is more or less stable, and it won't move around. So you're allowed to take it out and put it back on Shabbos, and not be amazed at the offer. So Rashi, if you ain't amazed at the offer, it's not called to be amazed at the offer. That's the Gemara. How you say luksusta dotsa? If you stuck it into the ground, into this pot of dirt, shofar, you took it out before Shabbos. What the dotsa? And you again put it back into the dirt again on before Shabbos. Shari, that even on Shabbos is mutter to take it out and put it back again because the hole is stable. You won't move the dirt in the hole. The lav. But if you didn't pull it out and put it in again before Shabbos, also. Because then on Shabbos, when you stick it into the ground, you may move the ground, and that's an Issa Muksa. You be metalto, the ground. Omar Shmuel. Hai sakino debene urvi. If you have a knife that's between urvi, the same Sigashi, shenoyitzin sakin bein churus halavonim. You have bricks piled up. Shebebinyan lishdamer. You set aside in the vineyard to make a nice building with these bricks, and you have a pile of bricks, and you have a knife stuck in between them. The same halacha. Dotsa, if before Shabbos you stuck it into the hole there, shofar, you took it out, v'hoda dotsa, and you put it back in again, shari. Then on Shabbos you're allowed to take this knife out of the hole and put it back, because it's not cold, you're making a hole like on Shabbos. Here I think it's not a shal of mimetalto, the muksan, here's a shal of poshal's binyan. But you're not going to make a hole in the levonin, in the bricks. Or else the shalom from binyan, you're making a keli. So if you pull it out and stuck it in before Shabbos, so when you do it now on Shabbos, you're not going to make the hole any bigger. So the hole is made already. So there's no shalom binyan. But if you didn't stick it in and pull it out and put it in before Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos is also because you're making the hole bigger. Mazutra v'temer of Ashiyoma. The guru disa the koni shapadomi. If you have this knife that's stuck in between the kanim, in between the reeds, there it's mutter. Shrashi, we're going to say the kanim. Kanim are the kolim, the reeds of a palm tree. Sheyotzim harbe begezechad, one trunk, a lot of shoots come up. Utchufim zebezeh, the very close one to the other. Shapadom l'noyetz petoichan sakin. You're allowed to stick a knife in there. L'shomim, to watch it. V'yen choshin shema yigur haklipa v'chay mishumoichik. Because we're not afraid when you pull out the knife, you can like smooth out the klipa. You won't smooth out the side, the bark of the tree. And if you smooth out the bark of the tree, you'll be chayim mishum. Ma, moichik, you're not kosher for it. Why? Because it's not so tight. it's pretty roomy there. So you stick the knife in, take the knife out, we're not afraid you're going to smooth out the bark. Yeshabadum. Omale Rav Mordechai Rova. Mosse Rav Ktina. Tiyufta. Rav Ktina is going to have to Tiyufta on your halachas here. Trashi Tiyufta. Lahanach Rav Boron the Yamri. Diloy Dotsa. If you didn't stick it in. Vishofa. Take it out before Shabbat at Sosa. I'll bring your raya still at Smuta. Even though you didn't before Shabbat, stick it in, then take it out. And there's no shalik going to move the muksa. In halacha, hatoymin lefes. If you stuck lefes, turnips, into the ground before Shabbat. Utsnoinis. We also have radishes. That you wanted to store in the ground before Shabbos, hatoymin lefes noinas takas hagefen, under the gefen, under the vineyards. It's in the fields. You dug a hole before Shabbos in the ground, and you put your turnips there, or you put your radishes there. Is imhoya miksas olav megulin? If I be some of the leaves is sticking up out of the ground, is ain't a choshes? Now you're allowed to let it stay there. Ain't a choshes. Loy mishum klayim, there's no list of klayim that Rashi shames.